The transport van backed into the receiving bay, dark and silent. Standard. Morgue vehicles have no need of flashing lights or screaming sirens. There's no urgency. Logos on the van's windowless side panels proclaimed International Mortuary Shipping. My daughter Katie would have dubbed the thing a rolling kidnap trap. The doors winged open and two uniformed techs hopped out and circled to the back. The taller of the pair had a shaved scalp marred by angry nicks. The shorter had buzz-cut hair and full-sleeve tattoos, starting on his forearms and spiraling up toward rolled cuffs. The men moved quickly and efficiently, opening the rear doors, hauling an oblong cardboard air tray from the van, and transferring it onto a gurney. It landed with a grating clunk. Snapping on latex gloves, I stepped forward. The carton's outer surface was stamped with three grisly words, human remains. At one end, head. The latter made me think of directions on a case of wine, this side up. Shaved Scalp handed me a clipboard thick with paper. I skimmed a death certificate, a burial transit permit, U.S. Embassy International Transport documentation, certification of non-contagious disease, an embalmment waiver. Setting the paperwork to one side on the gurney, I used an X-Acto knife to slice the plastic binders, then eased off the carton's cardboard cover. Inside was a zinc-coated metal container. I flipped the butterfly hasps to unfasten the lid of the transport coffin. It opened with a hiss and a puff of icy vapor. I pulled back a large Sub-Zero gel pack, covering the contents like a chill blanket, and searched for the body bag's ID data. The orange pouch was bunched, as if its occupant had been restless during the long journey home. After much rummaging, I found the tag, wiped frost from the plastic, and confirmed that the name and numbers matched those on the documentation. "Will you wait for the container?" I directed my question to either tech. Tattoo lifted a shoulder. "One use only." "Seems a waste," eyeballing the chilled metal box. Another inky half-shrug. "My granddad used one like it for storing fish that he caught." Shaved Scalp shot his partner a look of annoyance. "To me?"
"If that's all, ma'am."
Ready to go, another corpse awaited. Another passenger who wouldn't complain.
"That's all, thanks."
While Shaved Scalp started the engine, Tattoo closed the van's rear doors with a double thunk and climbed into the passenger side. Quick finger wave, and they were gone, leaving me alone with my frozen cargo. Muscling the gurney through the bay doors, I was relieved to see Tim Larrabee, my boss, and Mecklenburg County's chief medical examiner, loping toward me. He moved with the wiry grace of a longtime runner. Read, marathon junkie. "Where do you want me today?" I asked.
"Take her into five."
The new whiz-bang Mecklenburg County Medical Examiner Facility, or MCME, completed in 2008 and LEED certified, boasts a shared refrigeration unit and four standard autopsy rooms. Two additional rooms are outfitted with special ventilation and disposal systems for postmortems involving decomps and corpses with potential for contamination. Number five was a stinky room and had its own cooler. "Remind me why I won this lottery?" I wasn't panting, but I was close. My load was heavy and the gurney had a bad wheel. Larrabee regarded me, puzzled, but not breaking stride.
"Forensic anthropology? Bones? Mummies? Decomps?"
I cocked my chin at the freight I was pushing. "Does this fall into one of those categories?"
"Not exactly."